And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
You be free from the burden of sin. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you o'er evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood, of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the prayer. Precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Whiter than snow. There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
There is power in the blood of the Lamb. Pastor Travis Altop and friends right here on It's Gospel Time. Hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be right here with you for a little while, and I want to thank you for taking your time to tune in to It's Gospel Time each week, and I hope the program today blesses your heart. Well, I'd like to hear from you. To know that you're listening, the address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. I'd like to say thank you to all of you that have purchased the book, A Mama's Dream, true story written by my wife, Diane. And we've got some reports back of folk that have thoroughly enjoyed the book. And some of you have actually ordered multiple copies after you got that first one and read it and have called or actually send in orders for more book. And if you'd like to do that, well, they're $10. That does include the postage. So make sure we know that you're ordering the book. If you send $10, my wife will sign it. We'll package it and mail it to you. And actually, a little bit over $3 of that goes to the packaging and mailing the book. We're not trying to make money. We're just trying to recoup the cost it costs us to get it printed and mail it out to you. But thank you so much. It's a true story written by my wife, Diane. Well, I have a lot of requests of prayer and do ask you to help us pray for those requests. If you would, I'd appreciate it. Would encourage you to find your way to a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, and practicing church. If you're ever in the Asheville, North Carolina area, would like to go to church with us, I would greatly appreciate it and love for you to go to church with us. Give me a call at 828-778-3350, 828-778-3350 for more information and directions and information on our church. And we'd love for you to go to church with us. If you're coming through Asheville or maybe you live in the Asheville, North Carolina area, then give me a call, 828-778-3350. And if you'd like to send us a note, a card, or a letter, the address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. The phone number is 828-778-3350. Email, it's gospeltime at yahoo.com. ITSGOSPELTIME. It's gospeltime. ITSGOSPELTIME. Put those three words together. It's gospeltime at yahoo.com. All right, friends, let's look into the Word of God today. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We'll pick up reading verse 23 and finish out this chapter. We have Alexander Scorby doing a reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Let's follow along with him.
All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Whatsoever is sold in the shambles, that eat, asking no question for conscience' sake. For the earth is of the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast, and ye be disposed to go, whatsoever is set before you, eat, asking no question for conscience' sake. But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not, for his sake that showed it, and for conscience' sake. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say, not thine own, but of the other. For why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? For if I by grace be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of for that for which I give thanks? Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Give none offense, neither to the Jews nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved.
Sometimes his eyes were gentle and filled with laughter. Sometimes they cried. Sometimes it was a fire of holy anger in Jesus' eyes. But the eyes that saw hope in the hopeless, that saw through the fall to the need, are the same eyes that look down from heaven into the deepest part of you and me. And his eyes are always upon us. His eyes never close in sleep. And no matter where you go, you will always be in his eyes. In his eyes. Sometimes his voice comes calling like rolling thunder or like driving rain. And sometimes his voice is quiet and we start to wonder if he knows our pain. But he who spoke peace to the water cares more for our hearts than the waves. And the voice that once said, you're forgiven, still says you're forgiven today, today. Sometimes I look above me and stars are shining and I feel so small. How could the God of heaven and all creation know I'm here at all? But then in the silence he whispers, my child, I created you too. And you're my most precious creation. I even gave my son for you. And his eyes are always upon us. His eyes never close in sleep. And no matter where you go, you'll always be in his eyes. No matter where you go, you'll always be in his eyes.
They're from Blacksburg, South Carolina. Brand new music from the Rochesters. It's simply called His Eyes. Beautiful song, beautiful singing by the Rochesters. Music uplifting the Lord Jesus Christ right here on It's Gospel Time. Let's go down and visit with New Tradition.
I've gone slower each day, but I think of what's waiting just over the horizon, and with blessed assurance I'll say, it's a far better place at the end of the journey. No more heartaches or burdens to bear. Welcome home, weary pilgrim. It's a far better place over there. This old body of flesh will leave here behind us. It will never again feel with pain. We will stand in the presence of Jesus, our Savior, and a glorified one we shall gain. It's a far better place at the end of the journey. No more heartaches or burdens to bear. Welcome home, weary pilgrim. It's a far better place over there. We shall hear Jesus say, welcome home, weary pilgrim. It's a far better place over there.
They make their home in Nashville, Georgia. That is New Tradition. Great song. There's a far better place over there. Folks, we're going to take a little short break, and then following the break, we'll come right back in, have you some more great gospel music. I hope you'll stay around. We'll be back right after this.